something that you can play the blues, you can play the blues.
Now, you were telling me a little while ago what the blues is. Now, someone...
Well, the blues, just like they say, sometimes your girlfriend will make you mad or do you wrong or something. You get out there by yourself and start playing the blues, you know, that kind of settles your nerves a little bit.
Now, you learned from a woman named Cecil Vaughn?
Cecil Vaughn. And I used to go to her house just about every day, you know. I used to slip off from home and go down there and hear that lady play that guitar. And she had one. She wanted me to keep it myself all the time. Told me don't forget it. I told her I wouldn't. So I got it now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it to y'all now. Running, walking more too slow. I'm leaving him running, walking more too slow. I said, come over here, baby. Oh, a lot of shaking going on. Doo-doo. You don't want me no more, no more, no more. You don't want me no more, no more, no more. Well, it seems mighty funny, you don't want me no more. Nobody sit down and talk with me. Shake it to the west. I said, shake it to the one. You're going to love it best now. Love it best now. Doo-doo. Doo-doo. Love. Doo-doo. Love. You don't want me no more. No more, no more.
How about that? That's real good. How about that freight train with a knife? Did you lay over that? Check the guitar. I think maybe one string slipped a little out of tune. Thank you.
Well, I got this old freight train, you know, used to go down the track a long time ago, you know. And burning them old coals there. It wasn't burning what they burning now. And, I know that's a little bit of it. I don't know it all the way through, but I do the best I can. Freight train going down there by Dallas, Texas. You know, he's blowing that horn and something like this here for that tunnel. When they got there to Dallas, Texas, putting them up in the yard there. Went to ringing that bell or something like that here.
One more by yourself, and then we'll get this thing. Anyone you like?
A little touch of Elmo James, bye. I believe I go back home. Well, I get up in the morning. I believe I dust my room. I believe I go back home. I believe I go back home. I feel like my time ain't long. Well, my baby don't want me no more. Well, my baby, she don't want me no more.
Jimmy Lee Harris.
Neil, would you like to blow a couple by yourself?
Yeah,
you can maybe a couple of the old ones too, would you?
Okay, Neil Patman lives in Athens, Georgia. He was originally from Madison County, Georgia, and you grew up out in the country, didn't you?
Right.
There was a neighbor that came around and played the harp when you were a little kid?
Yeah, it's a man named Oliver Hope. He come to my house and blow a harp, and I was a kid, and I asked Dad to buy me a harp for Christmas, and he did, and I learned from that, and I kept on, went on.
Do you blow some of the tunes that this guy, Oliver Hope, played?
Yeah, the Mama Hoopin' Blue.
Did he play the old style Lost John?
Yeah, he blew the Lost John.
Why don't you play both those for the people? Now Neil plays the old time blues and some modern blues and some twist numbers that are even more modern than the blues. And then he goes back to these old country songs that were around before the blues even got started. And so why don't we start with some of those numbers? Like Neil to play the old Lost John, the old version that he learned from the guy that inspired him to take up the blowing the harp, or what you might call a harmonica, when he was a little kid. And then he'll play and tell you a little bit about a little bit more modern version of the same number. Neil.
Okay, the old Lost John. Oh, Lost John. It's the one I'm gonna blow to call the Mama Hoopin' and Blue. I make the harp ask for Mama, I wanna drink of water. What you want? Want your mama? Well, call your mama real loud then. What you want? Want a drink of water? Well, you gonna have to hoop a little bit before you get a drink of water. Thank you. the disco twist.
Okay, we're going to have some old-time fiddle and banjo music for you in a minute, but before that, we'd like to get Jimmy Lee and Neil together to do one more number for you.
Yeah. We got a number here, I'm going to blow about I'm a Man, and that's what it is, and that's why it is. When I was a young boy, by the age of 5, I knowed I was gonna be a great man in life. Now I'm a man, way past 21. Don't you believe me, honey? I have lots of fun. I'm a man. I spell M-H-I-N. That represent me. You know B. Oh, child. Why? That spell managed boy. I'm a man. I'm a full grown man. Man, I'm a rolling stone. Man, child, I'm a full grown man. I want your women to tell your husband, quit sneaking peeping at me. He talking about the man I supposed to be. I peep through his rib, honey, and I mess up his face. I even tried to snatch both. The leg gotta play. I'm a man. Stay on the outie. Just me, and my baby. I hold the moon back, child. To ovulate. Now, what another man? I think I go down. Louisiana, baby. Gonna bring back my second cousin, Lil John Conqueror. When I make love with a woman, she can't resist. I'm a man. I'm a man, child. I'm a rolling stone.
Thank you, thank you.
Jimmy Lee Harris and Neil Patman from Phoenix City, Alabama, and from Athens, Georgia, giving you some of the old-time country blues. Last number was a little bit more modern, Muddy Waters tune, I'm a Man. So we're keeping the blues going. We're keeping the old traditions going so that you can hear what the past is feeding into the continuum, the future. We've got some food going. There's a barbecue, and the participants are enjoying the barbecue in the center, and the visitors are also invited to go and visit with the participants, and as long as it holds out, there'll be some sample, like chicken wings with different kinds of barbecue sauce, so you might try that. But if you want to hear some old-time string band music, this is the place to stay, because we've got some of the finest musicians of that tradition, social music of the North Georgia area, kind of music that was played at community square dances, different kinds of workings. That would be when there'd be a barn raising or some kind of corn shucking in the old days. These days at picnics, gatherings, and so forth, they'd call out the homemade music, and it would be string music. The fiddle was the old instrument brought over from the British Isles, played by the early settlers, and present-day country fiddlers still play some tunes like Soldier's Joy and a few of the others that come over from Britain, and they play some Native American tunes. The five-string banjo was an Afro-American instrument, and that was added in the 19th century. The guitar came in this century, and you had the whole string band together when several groups started recording. When the commercial record companies, instead of saying, well, let's make some music and tell the people it's their music, we'll tell them this is what their country music is like, they went down to the South and they said, well, what are people really playing? What are the old tunes? And in the early 20s, some talent scouts from the record companies found some musicians in Georgia. Fiddlin' John Carson was considered the first one to play. He just played the fiddle and sang old songs. A friend and associate of his was Gid Tanner, and Gid Tanner got together a band called the Skillet Lickers that made some of the great string band records in the 20s and 30s. On Gid Tanner's last recording session, the two of the fiddlers that had played with him, Low Stokes and Clayton McMichin, were off playing music with their own outfits, and Gid Tanner drafted his 17-year-old son, Gordon Tanner, who'd been working on the fiddle for several years, sort of to Gordon's surprise, to be the lead fiddler with the Skillet Lickers. And at that session in 1934 in San Antonio, Texas, they put out some of the classic sides of that old, wonderful Georgia fiddle band music, with Gordon Tanner leading on the fiddle. We have Gordon here with us today. Accompanying him on the guitar is his son, Phil Tanner, from Decatur, Georgia. It's a great pleasure to introduce Gordon and Phil Tanner.
Thank you very much. That's good. We'd like to do the old traditional Down Yonder. Thank you. Thank you. I think now we'll do a little combination of Cumberland Gap and Bucking Mule, okay? My wife, my little dog, Cross Creek on Hickory Log. Me and my wife, Chap, walked all the way from Cumberland Gap. Can't get saddled in War Mule. Thank you. Thank you very much. A number here we hope you like. It's called The Burglar Man. Let me tell you of a burglar man who went to rob a house. He slipped in the window and under the bed, quietly as a mouse. Now he was but thinking of the money he would get. Quietly as he lay, that burglar man saw a sight that night that made his hair turn gray. About 9 o'clock, an old maid come in. I'm so tired, she said. She was but thinking everything was all right, but forgot to look under the bed. Well, she took out her teeth and a big glass eye, hair off of her head. That burglar man had 19 fits as he rolled from under the bed. From under the bed that burglar came, he was a total wreck. That old maid didn't holler at all, she just grabbed him around the neck. And from a drawer revolver she drew into that burglar and said, young man, you got to marry me, I'll shoot off the top of your head. Well, he looked at the teeth and the big glass eye, and he had no place to scoot. He just hollered to the woman standing there, honey, for the Lord's sake, shoot. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Old tune called Mississippi Sawyer. Thank you. Old tune called Carroll County Blues.
That was Gordon and Phil Tanner from Decatur, Georgia, playing the old fiddle band music. Dance All Night with a Bottle in Your Hand. That was one of the Skillet Liquors records, wasn't it? I should mention that in addition to being a wonderful musician, Gordon Tanner is a fine instrument craftsman. He makes violins, and he made the violin or the fiddle that he was playing for you this afternoon. About how much work goes into a fiddle like that, Gordon?
Aren't you talking about hours? It takes at least 185 hours, which stretches me out over a year with my leisure time that I'd have put on.
That's amazing to me how you can do something like that. And Gordon makes them according to the classic Stradivarius model, and they're wonderful sounding instruments. and beautiful looking too. Maybe some of you who are interested in instruments, you know, could talk to Gordon a little bit later about the craft of making violins. I'd like to call on another musician, Mr. W. Guy Bruce, to join the Tanners for one number, and then he'll pick and sing for you by himself. He's from Tryon, Georgia. That's up in the northwest corner of the state. Grew up and still lives out in the country. He's plowed mules, done farm work, and then he took up the trade of repairing watches, and he was a watch repairman for many years. Now he's retired, and he's going to play for you the instrument that he's played ever since he was 12 years old. Now he's 85 years old now, so you can do some arithmetic and find out how long Guy Bruce has been picking the five-string banjo. And he plays the old Georgian thumb and finger style, two-finger picking. A lot of the players down there do that, but not very many as deftly as he does. He does what they call a double note, the double thumbing. And we have now the full classic old-time string band of the fiddle, guitar, and five-string banjo, and they're going to do one of the great old fiddle tunes called Sally Gooden.
We want to change that to Hen Cackle. If sorry, you, we're going to have to get a little ingenuity here, looks like, and we got a fine fella here working with us. Wasn't for him, we couldn't do nothing.
Couldn't
even be here. I might say that me and my son just met Mr. Bruce this week, and we done learned to love this man. Now, he's from the country, and I'm from the country. But way I hear that his nephew learned about his uncle way off in the country, you know, and he went to locate him. And so he went as far as he could in the car, and the instructions he had, this man told him, said, you can't go from here with a car to this man's house, says, you have to get the wagon. So he loaned him his wagon, left his car there, and he went one-horse wagon on. And the next house way up in there, why, he stopped and asked about this man, and he says, yeah, but you on the right road, but says, you're going to have to leave that wagon here and take my horse or take the mule and go on. He went far as he could with the mule, and then he come to this river, and he didn't see no way of getting across, and he looked around. He done had to tie his mule and walked, you know, till he found, you know, he's following instructions and went on. And so he looked around. There was a grapevine. So he caught a hold of it and swung on across. Sure enough, the house was over there. And he got on up close to the door, and Uncle Guy Bruce, he had a sign on the door that says, gone to the country. So we like to play tunes that's related to the country. So it's old Hen Cackle.
Just go ahead, don't pay no attention.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You do live in the country now. Yeah. Like I said, I just got acquainted with you.
Yeah,
that's what I hear.
I'll
tell you what we'll do.
You want me to tell them about getting that cow to well?
Can you stoop down there a little bit?
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you pick the tune first, and then you can
Well, okay, we'll play, and then I'll tell you how I got the cow to well.
I'll navigate over there and say we're running out of time.
Yeah.
I see. Cackle, cackle in the lot, next time's cackle, cackle in the pot.
Mm-hmm.
going to do. I'm going to step off the stage and let you have this thing, yeah? Do a good job, and I know you will.
Okay. I'm going to tell them about Paul's old cow getting in the well.
Okay. Why don't you sit down, and you can tell a story, and then pick a little bit. We'll get set. Bring it Cindy, you want to start with Cindy? That's in your G. Start with that. Yeah. Scoot up a little closer to these microphones. Okay.
Now, I met Guy Bruce just this last summer. We were doing field work looking for old-time musicians in North Georgia, and real pleased that he was able to come to this festival. It took a little convincing, you know. He wasn't sure that people would want to hear this kind of music. To him, it's just old-time banjo picking, but I think he's finding out that people up here and through the country really appreciate the old music, and especially appreciate that musicians like Guy Bruce and like the Tanners are keeping it alive and bringing it to audiences. Sometimes even in their home community, like the younger people, they get interested in the same kind of music that everyone else is, and that's all right. But when they find out that someone like Mr. Bruce or the Tanners is coming to Washington and playing this music, they say, well, maybe we're missing something. We're missing something of our heritage, and maybe they get back to it too. Well, Guy wanted to tell a little story, and why don't you tell that story before you pick?
Okay, first I want to congratulate Brother Tanner, telling you how far back in the country I live in. He's never been to my house, but he's just doggone right. But I don't live much further back than Brother Tanner does. Whenever he wakes up in the morning, he's got to clean the hoot owl feathers off of his clock before he can see what time it is. this tale I wanted to tell you is that whenever I was a young fella, about 15, 16 years old, Dad had a good old milk cow, and so he's started digging him a well. You know, now when we dig a well, we get a man to come there with a machine, and it just bores it on down there in a little while. But this was dug with a pick and a shovel, you know, and the man went a great big thing. So he forgot to cover it up the night before, and he went out the next morning, the cow had fell in it. Well, he got three or four of the neighbors in there to try to get her out, and they didn't have no such a thing as horses and chain horses and stuff, you know, and so he was worried how he'd go get her out. And I said, Dad, if you'll just let me down in there on the plow line, I'll just get her out. She was an awful fine cow, give awful rich, good milk, you know, and lots of it. He said, well, you can't get her out. Oh, yeah, I said, I can. Well, he let me down in there, and I went to milking that old cow. I just milked and milked and milked till I got the well full and floated her out. I said, there she is, Dad. Well, now we'll play a little bit of Cindy. I guess you all know about Cindy, you know. Excuse me, the thing ain't this right. Yeah, it ain't right, is it? This morning had effect on if we can get Cindy on this thing, if we ever get to that blame thing right.
daggity longhorn. Send daggity longhorn.